We talk getting green on a monthly basis. Today's topic, I like it, crystal ball. What is the future of architecture? Megan Feenster-Wall, new president of American Institute of Architects Grand Rapids, first female, and architect with Matheson, Matheson Architects. Megan, welcome to the morning show.
Good morning.
Appreciate you, and well, congratulations, number one, on your role.
Thanks. Thank you.
Wonderful. Let's get into, obviously, the role of AIA and more. What's the AIA's mission?
Yeah, the AIA is the American Institute of Architects, and it was started in the 1850s. There's about 95,000 members worldwide. But our chapter, we're about 100 years old, and we cover West Michigan from Grand Rapids to the Lakeshore. We have about 300 members, and we advocate for the value of architecture and good design, and we give architects the resources they need to do their best work. So we really want to drive positive change through the power of design.
When did you know you wanted to be an architect?
Ooh, good question. You know, a lot of people who are architects, they wanted to be an architect since they were a small child. And for me, it came a little bit later. I actually have an undergrad that's not in architecture from Calvin College here, or I guess university, sorry. And it wasn't until, I was in college that I thought, this looks like a pretty interesting profession. I have always been a pretty curious person about a lot of different things, and architecture is a pretty broad field.
Wonderful. Thank you for that. So here you are, introduced as the new president of American Institute of Architects right here in Grand Rapids, first female. So let's talk about the evolving role of women in architecture and what you hope to accomplish in the leadership role. What's your answer?
Yeah. Well, traditionally, my profession of architecture has been quite male and really quite white. Minorities are still very much underrepresented, but women have slowly been entering the field. That said, nearly half of architecture grads are women, but by the time licensure happens, there's only about 20% of licensed architects are women. It takes about 10 years after your degree on average to achieve that license. So, and then there are a few far fewer in leadership roles. And so, I'm proud and honored to be the president of our chapter this year, but I'm frustrated that it's taken this long for sure. But I see this number of just talented, driven, excellent young women coming up in our area, and I'm pretty excited about where we're going.
Wonderful. But you're going to set the bar so high. There you go. Building design. Let's spend a moment here. How can this contribute either negatively or positively to, well, let's go there, to climate change? Maybe an example here.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if most people realize our built environment contributes nearly 40% of carbon emissions, which is a lot. Construction is resource intensive, but then also building operations. We still require energy and water to keep us warm or cool or our toilets flushed, for 10, 20, 50, 100 years for the life of the building. So architects play an early role in that construction process, and so our decisions directly influence climate action through better design. So a few examples, if you think about just things like you have to consider the materials we choose, the embodied carbon of choices like concrete or steel or wood, or where windows are placed. So if we think strategically about windows, we can increase daylight, which then will reduce electric loads, our lighting loads, or we can think about heat gain. So if we put a window in a good or a bad place for heat gain, then we're affecting our air conditioning loads and in the occupancy comfort level. So some of those decisions that we make early on are really important to the long-term use of that building. Our decisions certainly have consequences.
Wonderful. How has AIA, and I know that does stand for American Institute of Architects, of course, right here in Grand Rapids, our strong branch, led now by you, Megan Feenster-Wall. How has it contributed to sustainable building design overall and in West Michigan?
The last few years, AIA has made a really big push to help inform our members about climate action. The majority of Americans feel like climate change is a big deal, but most of us don't really know what to do about it, or we don't feel like it directly affects us. And if you just look at the weather patterns, even this week, think about Texas, you know, it certainly is affecting us. West Michigan, we actually have a history of sustainable design. So we used to be a leader in LEED certified buildings, for example. And so our chapter, we have a committee on the environment, which is COAT, is the acronym for that group. They provide programming and resources for our members. And also we're involved in we support the city of Grand Rapids and their Zero Cities Initiative and the 2030 district. I'd also recommend your listeners to look up the AIA Framework for Design Excellence. This is a document. I was a part of a national task force last year that rewrote this document to make it more accessible and applicable. So I met with a group in D.C., and then we ended up going virtual with the pandemic shutdowns. It's just a short document, a PDF. It's 10 principles that make up a great project, whether it's a home, a hospital, a park, or even just your business, your office renovation. So I think it's applicable to pretty much everybody. But the idea is that the AIA is really trying to reinforce that good design is not just about form and function anymore. It's not just beauty, but a good project needs to be equitable, healthy, resilient, and zero carbon. So I'd recommend that framework for design excellence.
Thank you for that. How has COVID-19 affected the building design industry?
Yeah, you know, it's funny. We've been talking about this a lot. In some, you know, there's been predictions that it's not going to change at all. There's predictions that it's going to never be the same. There's certainly a history of pandemics changing design. Cholera influenced modern street grid, and the bubonic plague changed things, like even just like our drain pipe design. So it's certainly within the realm of the possible, but we feel like it's a little too soon to say. As more workers stay home and probably don't come back, there's a possibility that we might not need as much commercial office space. But on the other hand, in the last few decades, we've been reducing the square foot per staff member significantly. It just keeps dropping and dropping. And I think I don't know if we're going to come back and want to be sitting in bench seating right next to our coworkers like we were. So, you know, in some ways we might need less space, but in other ways we might need more. So it's a little too soon to tell. One thing I love about the pandemic is that
it's relative.
Right? Yeah. Is how much more aware I think everybody is of the built environment as we've been stuck in our homes. The equitable distribution of resources, or just aware of how what's around us is affecting the way we work and the way we learn and the way that we live. So, you know, there's a silver lining there. We're just more aware of what's around us in our built environment.
Now back to you as architect with Matheson Architects. Tell me how you spend your day.
Yeah, well, at Matheson, we have a mix of commercial and residential projects. And right now I've got a very wide, diverse project base that I'm working through with a couple of clients. From nonprofits to a big distillery up in Traverse City. So it's, we're just trying to keep them moving while the world seems to slow down.
Anything else to share, Megan?
I don't think so. I mean, I guess I'd recommend that framework for design excellence and just think about what's around you, how you can affect change in your environment and how good design really does matter.
Ready for the next board meeting for the American Institute of Architects, Grand Rapids?
You got it.
There you go. Our topic, Crystal Ball, Future of Architecture with Megan Feenstra-Wall. She is the new president of the American Institute of Architects, Grand Rapids, first female, of course, architect with Matheson Architects. How do we get in touch with you?
You could email me. I'd love to hear from people on their thoughts on our architecture around here. It's Megan at MathesonArchitects.com, or just you can search for Matheson Architects and find me through our website.
Continue good designings and your leadership, Megan Feenstra-Wall.